They go to defense and projection at Woodbine Paints. The great prize is a national line.
A new same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball. to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on an overcast Friday night. And game four of our six-game series and 12-game homestand featuring your visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers and your homestanding Daytona Tortugas. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 first pitch on this Friday night. Daytona looking to return to the win column, fell 4-2 to Lakeland last night. Flying Tigers tying it in the seventh inning on a two-run Manuel Zacara double. Took the lead in the top of the ninth on a two-run double from Roberto Campos. Both teams have made a collection of roster moves today. Daytona reinstating right-handers Tanner Cooper and Carson Rudd from the seven-day injured list. They are both available tonight. Jamal O'Gwin was placed on the development list. He remains with the team here in Lakeland. On the other hand, making a handful of moves as well. Jake Miller added to the roster today for the Complex League. He'll make his pro debut on the mound. In addition to that, they have added infielder Luke Gold from the Florida Complex League, their fifth-round pick from this year out of Boston College. And Danny Cerretti, who left yesterday's game with an injury, placed on the injured list, while Eduardo Rodriguez, the major league rehabber, had his rehab assignment transferred to AAA Toledo. We'll take a break. When we come back, last week we had a chance to sit down with one of the newer members of the Tortugas and Reds organization. That is the talented shortstop, Edwin Arroyo, one of the top 50 prospects in baseball. You'll hear from him. We'll get you starting lineups at first pitch. Daytona and Lakeland, Reds and Tigers in Florida State League Baseball coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show, joined by one of the newest members of not only the Daytona Tortugas, but the Cincinnati Reds organization. That is the talented shortstop, Edwin Arroyo. Edwin got into Florida just a couple hours ago, it feels like. What's the whole week been like for you since you were traded last week?
Obviously, it's been different. It's not like a usual season, you know. They told me I was getting traded. I was like, I didn't know where. Then they told me Cincinnati Reds, and I was like, okay, I stay in Arizona. I pretty much know, you know, Arizona, and they told me about here. You know, people were kind of sick or something. I was like, okay, I'll wait, but I want to be there, you know, as soon as possible to get this started and just, you know, try to finish the season strong.
Trade deadline is always so strange, especially these days with social media. You guys sometimes find out before the team tells you. How did you find out about the trade, and what was it like getting a chance to at least come over with your teammate from Modesto and Andrew Moore and have some familiar faces around you?
They told me I was about to play a game right there. They told me you're out of the lineup. We are making a big trade, and you are in there, you know. You probably, it's not for sure, but you probably, you know, you got to be ready, pack all your stuff and everything. And I was like, okay, whatever, you know, this is baseball, whatever happens, I'm going to be ready, and just wherever I go, I'm going to do my best, you know.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here in Daytona Beach. Played a couple of games out in Arizona. What was it like playing out there, your first couple of games in the organization, and how good is it to be back at full season ball starting tonight?
It felt a little different too, because I was playing rookie after I played my whole season in low A in Modesto in California. But you know, it's baseball, like I said, it's all the same thing. Just here we have some fans and everything, so it's a little bit more, you know, like you get that motivation and everything. But you know, it's been pretty good, and you know, I'm just glad I'm here with the Reds, you know.
Being traded is never a fun thing, but to be traded for probably the best starting pitcher available, a two-time All-Star in Luis Castillo, it's got to be pretty cool to be, you know, traded for someone who's held in such high regard like Luis is.
Yeah, I mean, this is business, you know. They probably needed him or they wanted him, you know, they got him. But I know Cincinnati Reds, they want me too, so that's why I'm here. And, you know, I'm going to try to be, you know, me out here.
A lot of talented prospects in this Reds organization now, and you're a big part of it. Obviously, it's never fun to be traded, as we said, but what's it like to be a part of this organization now with so many talented young players like yourself that not only came over from the trade with Seattle, but been drafted by the Reds, signed by the Reds? How excited are you for the future that, you know, you'll have in this organization?
It's great, because I know a couple guys here that I used to play in summer ball, and it's crazy how we get together again and, you know, we're playing here in Florida again. And just, you know, I know we happy, and we, you know, we're going to enjoy this, and, you know, either this year we're going to finish strong, and next year if we're together, you know, we're going to do our best to make whenever we are, you know, make the team better and just try to win as much games as possible.
You played some high school ball here in Florida, not too far away from Daytona Beach in Kissimmee. What's it like being back here in Florida, not too far away from where you were born and raised in Puerto Rico?
It feels great, honestly. My dad he's even more excited than me. He's in Puerto Rico right now, but I'm sure he want to come here, you know, and just start seeing me here, you know. I'm sure that's the most important thing, you know. My parents are close. They want to see me every time, you know. And this is just, you know, very exciting for me, obviously, that I can see them, and for them that they can see me play too.
Do you have any family and friends still here in Florida? I'm sure you have plenty of family and friends back in Puerto Rico. But anyone in particular, you're going to get a chance to come out and maybe get a chance to see you play in person now that you're with the Tortugas?
Yeah, I have a couple friends here. Like, my last high school year, I moved here to play with Central Point, and I have a couple friends here. You know, I have a house here and in Puerto Rico, so it's, you know, it's going to be fun to finish here, and you know, I'm excited.
What was it like last year attending high school in Florida after spending so much of your, know the English language extremely well, obviously fluent in Spanish as well. What was that like for you adapting to life in a different country last year?
It wasn't that drastic change, because I used to travel every year to summer ball and everything. But it was a little bit different, because staying so long, you know, it makes a difference. But I feel like it's all the same, you know, just pro ball right now.
One of the cool things I've heard about you is not only are you a switch hitter, but you are ambidextrous and are a switch thrower. You're listed as a switch hitter and a switch thrower. Where did being able to throw from both hands come from, and how did that sort of tie in with your ability to be a switch hitter?
I started throwing lefty when I was like around 7 or 8 years old. And it was because I got a little hurt my right arm, and I was righty. And then I was a kid, I got some energy on, so I was trying to do stuff, and I just started throwing lefty every day. And when my right arm was ready, I was, you know, ready from both sides. And, you know, from hitting side, I was always, I don't want to say always, but pretty much my whole life I've been a switch hitter, but in game, like, I started hitting lefty when I was like 10 years old in a real game, you know. And, you know, it was, it feels pretty good to be ambidextrous.
Do you still throw at all ever left-handed, just goofing around with your teammates and stuff like that, warming up, or you try and keep yourself pretty locked in from the right side when you're playing the field?
Yeah, in the field, I'm trying to keep it righty, but sometimes the teammates and probably fans, they want to see me throw lefty, and I'll throw for them, you know. But it's not that I throw, like, every day or something.
One final question for you, Edwin. Got about a month or so left in this season. You mentioned you want to finish this season strong. Any particular goals you have, or just try and enjoy yourself while you have your time here in Florida?
I just want to, you know, just finish how I started. You know, just keep learning, and I will be good. You know, the most important thing here is, like, just keep being Edwin Arroyo. You know, in the field, out of the field, doing everything like how I used to do it, you know, the right way, and I know I'll be good.
He's a fantastic baseball player. He's a fantastic person. Edwin Arroyo, thank you so much for the time. Welcome to the organization. Welcome to Daytona. Best of luck, and we'll be talking to you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Up next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. First pitch just around the bend as Daytona looks to even up this series at two games apiece. We'll eventually get to the major baseball news that just came out while that interview was being played. But as Jose Franco starts his warm-ups on the mound, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, put together by their manager, that is Andrew Graham. Christian Santana leads off. He is at third base. Second base is Manuel Sequeira. Over in the three spot, serving as the DH tonight, Roberto Campos. Cleaning up as left fielder, Justice Bigby. Adinso Reyes gets the start at shortstop tonight. He'll bat fifth, Jose De La Cruz. Right fielder in the sixth hole, Mike Rothenberg gets the start at first base. He'll bat seventh, Manuel Garcia, first appearance in this series. He'll bat eighth, be behind the plate with Iverson Leonardo getting the start in center field. This is Daytona's lineup, put together by Gookie Dawkins against Jake Miller tonight, making his pro debut. Edwin Arroyo leads off at short. Austin Callahan, third baseman in the two spot. Jay Allen, the second, bats third in center field. Jack Rogers, left fielder, will clean up. Yasiel Pino homered on Wednesday. He'll bat fifth at first base. Johnny Ascanio made two great defensive plays at second last night. He'll bat sixth. Wilfred Astudillo behind the plate, first appearance in this series. He'll bat seventh. Wendell Marrero in the eighth spot at DH. And Fidel Castro will bat ninth in right field. Jose Franco getting the start for Daytona here this evening. Franco standing at 6'2", 239 pounds, 21 years old, from Aragua, Venezuela. As time called, as there was something maybe on the field or something fell off of Jay Allen's neck or whatever, and handed something off to Austin Callahan, who just dropped it in the hand of Luis May. So, now that that has been resolved, let's get this game underway. Franco's first pitch of the night, swung on, driven in the air to left, back into his left. Rogers, and all he can do is turn and watch that one bang off the video board. On the very first pitch of the game, Christian Santana has hit one out.
His sixth home run, his 16th RBI. Had been walking at an incredible clip in this series. Had walked eight times in the first three games. And on the first pitch, he ambushes Franco 103 miles an hour off the bat, 419 feet. And Lakeland has a 1-0 lead, one pitch into the ninth. Brings up Manuel Sequeira at the game-tying two-run double. And he takes down and away for ball one. Sequeira hitting at 231. League-high 41 extra base hits. 16 homers, 49 RBIs, and he chases the breaking ball low. It is 1-1. Franco making his 20th appearance and 13th start. 1-6, a 4.46 ERA. Sequeira fouls it to the right. It is 1-2. Franco, 74 hits allowed in 74 and two-thirds innings. 37 walks and 99 strikeouts. At home run, he gave up his 13th allowed this year. As a ball got loose. I don't know how a ball ended up in left field. But, okay. Second weird play we've had already. The 1-2 pitch. And Santana, rather, Sequeira strikes out swinging. Got him on the breaking ball away. Strikeout number 100 on the season for Jose Franco. And Wilfred Astudillo is going to throw that ball out of play so Jose can keep that one for the mantle. Congratulations to Jose Franco. First Tortuga pitcher to reach the 100 strikeout plateau since Max Ciroler led the Florida State League in strikeouts in 2019. Bases empty, one out. Roberto Campos a wave and a miss. And the count 0-1. Campos had the go-ahead two-run double in the ninth last night, hitting at 252 in 90 games. That bounces. It's a ball and a strike. Campos, 30 extra base hits, 5 homers, 42 RBIs. Enters play today. Second in the league in doubles, trailing only his teammate Manuel Sequeira. Franco's 1-1. And that pitch inside moves to 2-1. Defensive alignment behind Jose. Left to right in the outfield, Jack Rogers, Jay Allen the second, and Fidel Castro the 2-1. And Campos off the hands, right-hand side. Pino racing towards Lakeland's bullpen. Can't push, just out of his reach as he tried to outstretch that left arm to make the play in between the home plate and mound area of Lakeland's bullpen. So it's even. At 2-2. Bases empty, one out here at the top of the first. Lakeland a 1-0 lead. 86 degrees right now here in Daytona. Real feel at 92. Overcast skies, lights on. The 2-2 pitch. And this one, a number off the end of the bat. First baseline, fielded by Franco. A tag applied on the back of Campos on his way by. And there is two out. Nicely done by Franco, fielding his position. Brings up Justice Bigby. Bigby was hitless last night. 0 for 5, struck out twice. Hitting 249 in 80 games. And the first pitch, fastball across at 98. That is a new high watermark for Jose Franco this season. The 0-1. And a swing and a miss at 96. It's 0-2. Bigby, 21 extra base hits. Two homers, 38 RBIs. Third to first around the infield for Daytona. Austin Callahan, Edwin Arroyo, Johnny Ascanio, and Yasiel Pino with Astudillo behind the plate. Is that up and away? And Bigby able to lay off. Works from the first base side, the 1-2. And another one bouncing in the lefty box. Evens up two balls and two strikes. Working quickly, the 2-2 pitch, and Bigby lines it sharply but foul. Rolling up the first baseline towards the Lakeland bullpen. Stays at two balls and two strikes. Franco last pitched on Saturday against the Mets, the 2-2. Outside and low, ball three. Did give up a home run for the only run he allowed. Over 4 2/3. The payoff pitch, and Bigby fights it off the hands. Pino giving a look, but this one will be out of his reach. Out by the Bud bullpen. Stays as a full count. Hazy skies here in Daytona Beach. Some blue hanging overhead. Mix of gray along the third and first base lines. As Bigby sends one towards the first base pavilion. Next pitch will be the ninth of this at-bat. Adinso Reyes waiting on deck. The payoff pitch, and Bigby lines one again towards the Bud bullpen. Look out by the bar. And this at-bat will see an even 10 pitches. Bigby had 6 RBIs on Tuesday night, 2 for 14 in this series. The payoff pitch again, and another foul ball by Bigby. Fourth straight foul ball by Justice with 2 strikes. He's fouled off 5 pitches since falling behind in the count 0-2. Number 11 from Franco to Bigby. Inside, ball 4. He wins the battle. A heck of an at-bat from Justice Bigby to battle back from 0-2 to work a walk. And the inning continues for Adinso Reyes. Jose up over 20 pitches now in the first. Reyes came on for Danny Cerretti, who left yesterday's game with a lower body injury. Cerretti still with the team here in Daytona, so I'm working out on the field earlier today. So maybe just more of a precautionary move by the folks in Detroit. The first pitch to Reyes, fastball at 96. Called strike going one. Reyes 6-4, his first 27 in Lakeland with a homer and an RBI that game on Wednesday night. Bigby leads off first. 0-1, and Reyes chases the slider, strikes. Reyes, 4 for 11 in this series, has walked a couple of times, joined Lakeland last Tuesday from the Florida Complex League. Franco trying to strand a man in the first. The 0-2 runner goes, and Reyes strikes out swinging. Got him on the slider. Strikeout number 101 on the season for Jose Franco. But Lakeland strikes first as Christian Santana hits the first pitch of the game off the video board in left center field. At the end of the half, it's Lakeland 1 and Daytona coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jake Miller making his pro debut tonight for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. This is the Daytona lineup. They'll face a quick run through. Arroyo, Callahan, Allen. Top third of the order, Rogers, Pino, Escanio, the meat, with Astudillo, Marrero, and Castro making up 7, 8, and 9. Edwin Arroyo had off last night. Switch hitter will bat for the right-hand side against the lefty. Miller from the third base side, the first pitch of his career. A fastball high at 90. It is 1-0. It's 2-4, his first 21. Hitting 304 in single-A baseball this year. The 1-0, and Arroyo lines one. Fair! Down the left field line into the corner. Now he has his first Tortugas base hit. On his way to second, he's in there sliding feet first. I stand corrected, his first Jackie Robinson ballpark base hit, a double into the left field corner, and Daytona has a man in scoring position. Two pitches into the home first. Arroyo looked to have hit a double on Wednesday night, but Lakeland appealed and successfully challenged. Arroyo missed first base. Not as lucky today. A 99-mile-an-hour line drive. Arroyo with his 21st double of the year, his 41st extra base hit between here and Modesto, brings up Austin Callahan. Callahan hitting at 327 in 35 games, 11 doubles, 5 homers, 17 RBIs. And Miller fires a strike. It is 0-1. Callahan, 1-for-4 last night, a 7-game hitting streak since the All-Star break. Miller, a look towards second. Sets by the shoulders, and he lost his footing as he tried to make the pitch, and that's a balk. An inauspicious start for the career of Detroit's eighth-round pick. So a double and a balk as Miller seemed to have lost his footing there. And it stays an 0-1 count on Callahan. Miller is standing at 6'2", 185 pounds, turned 21 last month, or actually in June, out of Chester, New York. Eighth round pick of the Tigers out of Valparaiso University in Indiana. Arroyo leads off third. Infield in for Lakeland, the 0-1. And Callahan, a sharp ground ball, deflects off the leg of the second baseman, Sakara. Picks it up and throws to first for the out. Plate. A hard ground ball right at the second baseman. And so Callahan retired. One away for Jay Allen, the second. Jay reached base on a hit-by-pitch last night. Hitting at 220 in 71 games. 17 extra base hits, 2 homers, 19 RBIs. Team high 31 stolen bags. Infield remains in for Lakeland. Trying to help their pitcher get out of trouble. And the first pitch fouled off the catcher, Garcia. It's 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Miller, left to right in the outfield. Justice Bigby, Iverson, Leonardo, and Jose De La Cruz. Third to first around the horn, Christian Santana, Adinso Reyes, Manuel Zaquera, and Mike Rothenberg, with Manuel Garcia doing the catching behind the plate. Umpiring crew tonight, Nelson Fraley behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Garrett Griffin is on the bases. Miller gets the one he wants, the 0-1, and Allen a ground ball back up the middle and past the diving glove of Zaquera, base hit center field. Arroyo scores. Stopping at first with an RBI single, Jay Allen the second, his 20th RBI of the year, and Daytona ties it at 1 here in the bottom of the first. Hot shot past the drawn-in infield. And Allen has now reached in 7 straight games. And Daytona picks up Franco after the first pitch home run. We are all tied. Brings up Jack Rogers. Rogers had a base hit last night. The first pitch from Miller, too far inside, and grabs a piece of Rogers on the way by. Snared the edge of that black elbow guard on the right arm of Rogers. And now Daytona with first and second and one out for Yasiel Pino. Pino hitless last night at the go-ahead home run on Wednesday night. Did walk yesterday. Pino hitting a buck 88 in 31 games with the Tortugas. 6 extra base hits, 2 homers, 9 RBIs. Both his home runs have come against Lakeland. Allen, great speed at second. Rogers, good speed at first. And the first offering high. And they've got Rogers picked off first base, and he's out. Allen sort of bluffed a potential steal from second base. And I think Rogers sort of bit on it and had to scurry back to first base. Garcia threw behind him, and he's out. Count 1-0 on Pino. But a 2-3 pickoff for the second out of the first inning. Huge play by Manuel Garcia. 1-0. And that bouncing in the dirt. Blocked by Garcia. Allen stays put. It's 2-0. Miller at Valpo this year became just the first pitcher in program history to win six games in a season in 6 years. Went 6-2 over 12 games, 11 starts. A 5.58 ERA, struck out 75, walked 17. At 61 in a third innings as Pino takes low for ball three. Miller, after the college season was over, pitched for the Peninsula Pilots in the Coastal Plain League. Collegiate summer ball, a 3-0, and Pino lays off low, ball four. I guess there was a strike mixed in there somewhere. Not sure where that came from. It's apparently 3-1, but it's really 4-0. Daytona's bench is all over it. Cookie Dawkins says it's ball four. Home plate umpire Nelson Fraley says it's not. But I don't remember him calling a strike in this at-bat. That was the fourth pitch. So, interesting. 3-1 and Pino out in front. It's a full count. So Miller may be catching a break here. In this first inning, the 3-2, and Pino pops one into center field. Over and to his right, Leonardo now racing in just as Bigby, and it's going to land. Lands in front of him, Pino hustling to second. He slides in there head first. Looked like a casual fly ball to center. It was in shallow left center field. Leonardo never saw it. Bigby got a late break coming in from left field, and Yasiel Pino gets a piece of serendipity back. An RBI double gives Daytona a 2-1 first inning lead. 10th RBI of the year, a 7th extra base hit. And Daytona catches a break on their end. Now it is Johnny Ascanio, switch hitting second baseman for the right-hand side. Walked a couple times last night. And he takes down and in for ball one. Ascanio 2-for-7. To start his Daytona career with an RBI. Tortuga's two in on three hits here in this opening inning. Look towards second, the 1-0. And Ascanio takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Miller just 15 pitches so far in the first. But Miller did really well in the Coastal Plain League at a 2.66 ERA there. Struck out 22 and 20 in the third innings before the draft. 1-1 all the way at 90. It's 1-2. Tortuga's tied it on the Jay Allen base hit. Took the lead on the double to left center by Yasiel Pino. The 1-2. And Ascanio lines one foul towards the visiting clubhouse. We'll do it again. Wilford Astudillo, switch hitting catcher, waiting on deck. The Tortugas trying to add to the lead. 1-2. And Ascanio down on strike. Struck him out on the changeup. First career strikeout for the left-hander, Jake Miller. But Daytona takes the lead. Two runs, three hits, one left at the end of an inning. 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th, with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Jose Franco getting an opportunity to pitch with the lead as we head to the top of the second inning. Daytona, a 2-1 advantage. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with our friends at Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Jose De La Cruz takes outside to begin the second inning. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. De La Cruz out in front of the slider, it is 1-1. De La Cruz, Rothenberg, Garcia, the 3-2 up as De La Cruz lines one right center field into the gap. That one's going to get down off the base of the wall. Allen fields and fires in, but De La Cruz in standing with a leadoff double. Eighth two-bagger of the year for De La Cruz. His 18th extra base hit. 106 miles an hour out there in a right center field. So Lakeland has the tying run in scoring position with nobody out for Mike Rothenberg. Rothenberg did not play last night. Started on Wednesday behind the plate, hitting .227 in 42 games. Switch hitter from the left-hand side in the first pitch. Sails high for ball one. Rothenberg, six doubles, three homers, 16 RBIs. For last year's draftee out of Duke. 1-0, and Rothenberg to the mesh screen. It is one ball and one strike. Tortugas tonight celebrating the nine night with special best-dressed uniforms. Negro League-style uniforms, somewhat similar, reminiscent of the old Kansas City Monarchs. A big DB on the front in green. Block lettering as Rothenberg taps it behind the dish. It is 1-2. Cream color jerseys with pinstripes. Green and powder blue around the collar down the front of the jersey. Green numerals on the back with a powder blue border as well. White pants down to the ankles for Jose. The 1-2 pitch, and Rothenberg over the press box. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Franco, white cleats with hues of green, yellow, and pink along the bottom. Green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front. Arroyo raced to second. Now Franco steps off after De La Cruz followed Arroyo's lead. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Justin Rock with you here from the Jack. 1-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Slow-moving gyro slider, and Rothenberg could not wait back. Third strikeout of the night for Franco, number 102 on the year. Brings up the catcher, Manuel Garcia. Garcia, just his third game with Lakeland, 1-for-5 with a couple of RBIs. Joined the roster last Wednesday from the Complex League. Righty-righty matchup, and Manuel takes high for ball one. Garcia started the year in the FCL, hit .254 there in 23 games, had a homer and five RBIs. Broncos 1-0, and that clips the knees. 95 on the gun, it's 1-1. Garcia actually started the year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Was actually sent to AAA Reno for a couple of days back in mid-April. Never appeared in a game there. 58 as he reaches for a slider. Can't connect. It's 1-2. Mix of sunshine trying to fight through the hazy clouds. And some dark gray clouds rolling in from Beach Street and Ridgewood Avenue along the third base side. 1-2. Breaking ball drops in there. Strike three called. Another strikeout for Jose Franco. That is number four. Has punched out multiple batters in each of the first two innings. Two out for Iverson Leonardo. Leonardo hitless last night in his Lakeland debut. Did walk. Joined the roster the other day from the Complex League. Lefty batter with an open stance. And Franco's first pitch buried down and in. It's 1-0. Leonardo was hitting .248 in the FCL. Six doubles, five homers, 17 RBIs in 31 games. .760 OPS. De La Cruz leads off second. Franco's 1-0. And that pitch misses up. Count moves to 2-0. Leonardo, 20 years old, will turn 21 at the end of the month, 9 days from now. Trying to snap an 0-for-11 streak dating back to his time in the Complex League. 2-0. And Franco fires a strike. It is 2-1. Arroyo holds on the man at second base. De La Cruz there after a leadoff double. 2-1. And this one line center field. Will it hang up for Allen, who is left? Yes, it will. He makes the catch over his left shoulder. Lost his hat in the process. Fidel Castro picks it up for him. And Daytona strands a man in scoring position in the inning. No runs, one hit, and one man left at the end of one and a half. It is 2-1 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to have but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Astudillo, Marrero, and Castro, the three due up in the frame. Against left-hander Jake Miller, back out to work. Astudillo, switch hitter, will bat for the right-hand side. As Daytona looks to tack on to their lead, his first plate appearance in this series. And the first pitch he sees down by the shoelaces, hits 1-0. Astudillo hitting at .214 in 42 games, 7 doubles and 13 RBIs, no homers. Coming into play here on Friday, the 1-0, and Astudillo takes a strike. Up in the zone, it is 1-1. Astudillo, been scuffling at the plate lately, was hitless in that St. Lucie series. 0-12. As this one swung on, hit on the ground, and past the diving glove of Santana to his left to base hit. Wilfred Astudillo aboard with a leadoff single. Second straight inning, Daytona has put the leadoff man on. And that snaps the 0-for streak for La Tortuguita. Brings up Wendell Marrero. Marrero a couple of hits, including a two-run double to break the game open in the eighth inning on Wednesday. Marrero on the left-hand side with an open stance. And Miller's first pitch, fastball, just a tad high for ball one. Marrero, 7-for-30, 3-11 games, a double and three RBIs. Lefty's 1-0, and Marrero off the hands into shallow right. Waiting now, racing in is the right fielder coming on, and Sequeira, the second baseman out there, can't make the play. That is the second one in two innings tonight. A high pop fly, one to left center, one to right center, in which Lakeland has not been able to pick up the ball in the air. De La Cruz waited, broke late. Sequeira tried racing out and making an over-the-shoulder Willie Mays-style basket catch, but could not come up with it. And Marrero had a base hit similar to that to center field on Wednesday. Has another one like it today, and Daytona with the first two men aboard here to start the home second. And Fidel Castro takes high for ball one. Fidel hitting at 206 in 40 games. Two doubles, four homers, nine RBIs. Lefty-lefty matchup to 1-0, and Castro drives one out to right off the end of the bat. First going back, now coming in De La Cruz, and he'll make the catch above that Navy lid for the first out of the inning. Back at the top of the order, and Edwin Arroyo double down the left field line. His first time up, came around to score on the Allen base hit. Lakeland tonight, road gray uniforms, Flying Tigers and Navy script lettering across the chest. Stencil Navy numerals front and back with a white and orange border. Flying Tigers have their bullpen up down the right field line. A righty starting to throw as Arroyo swings and skies one to right field. Again, a late break in for De La Cruz, but he'll reach up into the sky and reel it in. Two down in the inning. So De La Cruz on his second and third chances of the frame. More successful, two down for Austin Callahan. Grounded out sharply to second in the first. Callahan, a seven-game hitting streak dating back to July the 22nd, 12 for his last 24 with four solo home runs. Look towards second. Miller's first pitch, and Callahan takes a breaking ball strike. It's 0-1. Gray pants for Miller and Lakeland. He has them all the way down to his ankles. Navy piping along the side of them. White and gold. Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound. The 0-1, and Callahan fights it in the air. Third base side, Santana on the warning track, but that one lands in the little walkway towards the concourse. It is 0-2. Flying Tigers, Navy caps, Navy bills, screaming winged tiger logo on the front. Astudillo at second, Marrero at first with two down. Daytona a 2-1 lead. The 0-2. And Callahan off the hands to second. Fielded to his left by Sequeira. Easy play on to first. And Miller gets out of trouble in the second. No runs, two hits, two left. First scoreless inning of Jake Miller's pro career at the end of two. 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shelltastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-2 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Jose Franco back to work. Top of the lineup due up for Lakeland in a 2-1 ball game. Daytona in front. Christian Santana takes low for ball one. Santana, Sequeira, and Campos, the three due up. Check swing on a pitch low, but he did not offer. It is 2-0. Santana hit the first pitch of the game off the video board in left center for solo home run, 2-0. And Santana takes a called strike in her half. It is 2-1. Santana coming into tonight was just 2-for-8 in the series with 7 walks and 15 plate appearances. As that one sails high off the edge of Astudillo's mitt. Now 3-1. Astudillo will head out to the mound to have a conversation with Franco. Well, or he just will walk 3/4 of the way to the mound and then throw the ball to Franco. Might have been saying something to him along the way. A couple of Venezuela natives. Franco from Aragua. Astudillo from on a fastball on the outer half at 96. It's a full count. Mentions here at the Jack. 317 down the line and left. 400 to straightaway center. 325 to the pole and right. And Astudillo takes low. Rather, Santana takes low. Blocked by Astudillo for ball four. So Santana aboard with a walk, his 8th free pass of the series. And 17 plate appearances. Brings up Manuel Sequeira, struck out against Franco, his 100th of the year. Back in the first. And Jose's first pitch is up for ball one. Franco been so good his last two starts. Just one run on 6 hits and 9 in the third innings. A deep breath. 1-0. And that pitch across for a strike. It is 1-1. The big news we hinted at right before we got on air today was quite literally less than 5 minutes before the first note of our intro started playing over the airwaves. 1-1. And Sequeira, helicopter swing at a slider, comes up empty. It is 1-2. But a shocking announcement from ESPN's Jeff Passan. He was the first to report it, that Fernando Tatis Jr. of the Padres has suspended 80 games for testing positive for PEDs. As Sequeira down on strikes. Another slide piece from Franco. That is his 5th strikeout tonight. One on, one out in the third for Roberto Campos. But Passan tweeting at 6:56. Not even before our pregame show started. It was while it was going on, while the interview was being aired. The First pitch to Campos up for ball one. The 80-game suspension makes him immediately ineligible for the postseason. And now some concern as Gookie Dawkins, Wilfred Astudillo, Todd Naskadov, and Josh Hobson, the Daytona trainer, have come out of the third base dugout. Saw Franco hit 98 on the gun earlier tonight. Actually, if you round it up with the decimal points, it was up to 99. Has not thrown harder than that all year long, and probably not in his entire baseball career, but it certainly looks like Franco's not going to continue with the way Naskadov and Dawkins are looking out at Daytona's left field bullpen, pointing at folks out there down the line. You always worry when there is no discernible issue for a pitcher that causes the staff to come out. Franco a couple times in the last few innings has taken a walk behind the mound. But his day will come to an end as the Tortugas will have to make a pitching change. Not the way Tanner Cooper wanted to make his return to the mound after being reinstated off the IL. And you hope this is just something that is more of a concern for Franco and not something that will cause him to miss any starts. Now you see a whole congregation of Daytona players starting to leak in that area. Want to check in on their buddy Jose. We give him our best wishes and hope for the best. Not the way you wanted to see things go here in the third inning on this Friday night. Tanner Cooper on. We'll take a break. Let him get ready. He'll have as much time as he needs to warm up. Daytona a 2-1 lead with a man at first. One out in the top of the third inning. 1-0 count on Roberto Campos. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports and Daytona games. And check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our Oceanfront Hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure the Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tanner Cooper, reinstated from the injured list earlier today, is on to make his return after Jose Franco departed with an apparent injury The man at first and one out. And a 1-0 count on Roberto Campos here in the top of the third inning. Daytona, a 2-1 lead. Lakeland received a leadoff home run from Christian Santana on the very first pitch of the ball game. Daytona took the lead in the bottom half. Jay Allen the second. An RBI single to center. Took the lead on a looping base hit. A double by Yasiel Pino. And now it'll be up to Tanner Cooper to try and keep Daytona in front. Cooper, 6'2", 217 pounds, will turn 23 next month from Farmington, New York. Reds' 35th round pick in 2019 out of Finger Lakes Community College. So 1-0 on Campos, grounded out his first time, and Cooper's first pitch back up and in at 90. It is 1-0. Tanner, his 19th appearance, his 7th out of the bullpen, 4-3, a 3.28 ERA. The 2-0, and Campos takes a strike, bottom of the zone, it's 2-1. One save out of the bullpen, 68 hits in 74 innings, 17 walks, 69 strikeouts. Santana leads off first, a 2-1. And that down and away. Three balls and one strike. Cooper pitching for the first time since what was essentially game two of a doubleheader against Jupiter on July the 28th. Took the loss, gave up two runs on four hits in four innings. Cooper is 3-1, and Campos to the screen. It is a full count. Cooper landed on the IL the very next day and back with the team here today. He's actually been with the team all week long. Just reinstated off the injured list this afternoon. Payoff pitch, runner goes. That one inside, the throw down by as Campos earns a walk. So Lakeland with two on and one out. Brings up the left fielder, Justice Bigby. Walked after an 11-pitch at-bat against Franco in the first. 19th round pick out of Western Carolina University last year. Cooper from the stretch, the pitch. And that one fouled away. It's 0-1. We're talking about it before Franco departed, but Jeff Passan reporting at 6:56, 58 minutes ago this moment, that Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr., as Bigby takes down and in, it's 1-1, has violated MLB's performance-enhancing drug policy, will receive an 80-game suspension, will carry throughout the remainder of this year. Makes him ineligible for this postseason. Will also continue into the beginning of next year. The 1-1. And Bigby takes a strike. It's 1-2. This comes right as Tatis had started his rehab games for the Padres. He played in a handful of games, had a triple the other night. And now he will be out of commission for probably close to 7 or 8 months. The 1-2. That one up and away. Snap throw behind the runner at first. And Campos back safely on the slide. A shocking development for baseball, that is for sure. I don't think anyone ever saw Tatis as being one of the guys that might be juicing the 2-2. Cooper bounces that off the plate. It's a full count. Santana off. One out, the payoff pitch. And Bigby fights it off the hands. We'll do it again. Tatis announced a statement a little while after through the Players Association. Turned a positive result for Klostebol. A 3-2, and Bigby a number back towards the mound. Fielded at the chest by Cooper. Only play is to first. That's where he'll get the out. Santana to third. Campos to second. Two down. Now it is Edinso Reyes. Struck out his first time, 0-1. Tatis said he took a medication that had clostebol in it to treat ringworm. He apparently said he used resources available to ensure that no banned substances were in what he took, but obviously that did not happen as that pitch misses down and away. Sliding stop by Astudillo. It's 1-0. Set the 1-0 pitch, and Reyes takes a called strike. It's 1-1. I always find it silly that they release these statements. Because never once has there been a guy saying, like, yeah, you caught me. I was an idiot. I took this substance, tested positive. So you never really know if there's any weight to what's being said. As Reyes takes low, it's 2-1. But Tatis said he's completely devastated. There's nowhere else in the world he would rather be than on the field competing with his teammates. And instead of appealing the suspension, he's decided to accept the result. The 2-1. Reyes a ground ball to short. Arroyo gobbles it up. Throw to first in plenty of time to end the inning. So Tanner Cooper comes on after Franco departs with an apparent injury. And strands the tie. No runs, no hits, two left. Pick up those thoughts on Tatis Jr. We come back. 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jay Allen the second, Jack Rogers, Yasiel Pino, the 3-2 up in the inning. A nasty-looking dark gray cloud hovering out towards Beach Street beyond the left field fence. Here at the Jack as the first pitch to Allen line foul onto the roof of the Tortugas clubhouse. It is 0-1. Allen is tying run in the first inning. Call to the bullpen for Lakeland here in this third frame. Jake Miller's pro debut is over. Jordan Marks has come on as Allen fouls it to the right. It is 0-2. Marks standing at 6'2", 220 pounds, 23 years old, from Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. From the first base side, Marks is 0-2, and Allen out in front of the slider for strike three. Three pitches, three strikes is how Marks begins his night. One away in the bottom of the third for Jack Rogers. Rogers hit by a pitch his first time up. Was picked off first base. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you. here in Daytona Beach, and the first pitch to Jack is high for ball one. Marks making his fourth appearance, second out of the bullpen. No record of 3.24 ERA. 1-0. Strike inside corner, it's 1-1. Eight hits and eight in the third innings, four walks, six strikeouts. The first base side marks the 1-1. And Rogers can't connect on a pitch up at 84. It is 1-2. Marks started the season at High A West Michigan. Joined Lakeland before the Daytona series on the road on June the 13th. Landed on the IL 2 weeks later on the 27th before being reinstated last Friday. Wine the 1-2. High 2-2. Was the Tigers' eighth round pick last year out of South Carolina Upstate. So first two pitchers for Lakeland tonight, their last two eighth-round selections. Rogers on the inside corner, got him looking. Rogers shaking his head, doesn't agree. And the home plate umpire, Nelson Fraley, rings him up for the second out and the third. Back-to-back strikeouts for Marks. Brings up Yasiel Pino. Looping RBI double that got lost in the twilight sky in the opening inning. Gave Daytona a 2-1 lead. Marks curls and delivers. Pino takes up for ball one. Marks against Dunedin last Friday. Made the start, did not allow a run on one hit in three innings. 1-0, and Pino with a high towering drive, but this one well foul towards the Halifax River. It is 1-1. Final line for Lakeland's starter, Jake Miller, goes two innings. Two runs on five hits, no walks. He struck out three. 1-1. And Pino, a line drive left field. That one's down for a base hit. First multi-hit game for Yasiel Pino since the middle of July. And Daytona has a two-out base runner in the third. Brings up Johnny Ascanio, who will switch over and bat for the left-hand side. Struck out his first time up. Miller, no walks, 1K in his pro debut. Did hit a batter and was called for a balk. As Ascanio takes high, it's 1-0. Miller, 29 pitches, 20 strikes in his pro debut. Pino off of first, the 1-0. And that pitch inside corner. Ascanio disagrees, it's 1-1. Final line for Daytona starter Jose Franco. His line now official. Two and a third innings, a run on two hits as Ascanio pulls his head out on the off speed. It's 1-2. Franco, two walks, five Ks. Did give up the home run to Santana. 51 pitches, 33 strikes. Set the 1-2 pitch, and Ascanio skies one left-hand side, racing over to his right, Santana. But this one out of play. Stays at 1-2. Gnarly looking skies. Off towards the third baseline. 84 degrees right now here in Daytona. Real feel at 90. Some weather appears to be rolling in from the west. The 1-2. And Ascanio, another foul ball over the press box. Wilford Astudillo waiting on deck for Daytona. American flag out in center, blowing straight out now. 1-2 pitch, and Ascanio takes one on the inside corner, strike three called. Same pitch that Ascanio was called for a strike on earlier today, rather earlier in the plate appearance, and the side is retired. No runs, one hit, and one man left at the end of three. 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 372 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tanner Cooper out for his first full inning of work as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Jose De La Cruz, Mike Rothenberg, Manuel Garcia, the 3-2 up. And De La Cruz takes outside for ball one. De La Cruz doubled to lead off the second inning. Was stranded on base. Lakeland has put the leadoff man on in all three innings tonight. As De La Cruz tomahawks one in the air, first base side. Pino on the outfield turf, backing up and backpedaling, makes a two-handed grab for the first out of the fourth inning. One away for the first baseman, Mike Rothenberg. Struck out his first time 0 for 1. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Friday night, top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Taking a look across the Florida State League. Every game in progress right now. First pitch to the lefty first baseman, low. 4-1. Top of the seventh inning in Jupiter. Hammerheads a 3-0 lead on Fort Myers. As Rothenberg takes low, it is 2-0. Joe Mack, two-run homer, his second of the year for Jupiter. Rothenberg takes a strike, it is 2-1. Both pitchers, both teams into their book. Out there at Roger Dean, the 2-1. And Rothenberg pulls his head out on a fastball at 91, it's 2-2. Top of the sixth in Clearwater. Thresher is doubling up the Mets 6-3. The 2-2. And Rothenberg golfs one down the left field line to his right, Rogers, but this one out of play. Bouncing off the wall of the Daytona clubhouse, it stays at 2-2. Thresher is getting a home run from Chad Castillo. His first, Omar De Los Santos and Carlos Dominguez have each hit solo home runs for the Mets. They're 13th and 18th, respectively. The 2-2 pitch. Rothenberg fouls it off his front leg. It is 2-2. Both teams into their bullpens now. Out there at BayCare Ballpark, Threshers will come to the Jack next week. 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Foul tip into the glove of Astudillo. 92-mile-an-hour fastball away. And Rothenberg down on strikes. First punch out tonight for Cooper. Two down in the fourth inning. Brings up Manuel Garcia. Struck out looking back in the second. Bottom five right now in Dunedin. First pitch here to Manuel Garcia, taken for a strike. Blue Jays a 4-2 lead on Dunedin. The 0-1. Cooper punches a strike across the plate. It is 0-2. Ryan McCarty A home run for the Blue Jays, his first. Both squads into their bullpens. Out at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. The 0-2 from Tanner. Up and in. And Garcia takes that one for ball one. Only other game tonight is in Bradenton. Marauders a 4-0 lead on the Cardinals in the top of the sixth. As Garcia fouls the breaking ball. Up the first baseline, it is still one. Valentin Linares starting for the Marauders tonight. Yonael Dominguez for the Cardinals. As Garcia takes down and away. It's even at 2-2. Bases empty, two out, top of the fourth inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead. Cooper kicks and fires, and he got him swinging. Punches him out on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball away. First 1-2-3 inning of the night for Daytona pitching. Cooper retires Lakeland on 15 pitches at the end of 3.5. Still a 2-1 Tortuga advantage on the Daytona Tortugas radio network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-317-DaytonaTortugas.com.
Well, I have bad news as we play here in Daytona Beach. But unfortunately, we will not be playing here right now in Daytona Beach. Before the start of the bottom of the fourth inning, Tortugas GM Jim Jaworski coming onto the field. The umpires waving both teams back to their respective clubhouses as we have entered a lightning delay. Here at the Jack, we mentioned some gnarly-looking clouds rolling in from Beach Street, Ridgewood Avenue, beyond the third base bleachers, the Riverwalk, and the Halifax River. Looking at the radar right now, there is something sort of northwest of us. However, no word on whether it will hit us directly or how exactly the weather will unfold over the remainder of the night. But we have entered a lightning delay. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning, Daytona a 2-1 lead over the Flying Tigers. Lakeland jumped in front 1-0 on the very first pitch of the game. Christian Santana banged a home run off the video board in left center field. Then Daytona Arroyo Double to lead off the ball game, advanced to third on a balk. After Austin Callahan grounded out, Jay Allen the second, single to center, tie the game at one. And Jack Rogers was hit by a pitch after being picked off first. Yasiel Pino dunked a double into left center field. Gave Daytona a 2-1 lead. Jose Franco would leave the game with one out in the top of the third with an apparent injury. And that's where we are at right now. Lakeland a run on two hits, no errors. They have left four. Daytona, two runs, six hits, no errors. They have left four as well. So let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards as we continue to wait out this delay. Here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, we let you know what was going on across the Florida State League tonight. Jupiter a 3-1 lead on Fort Myers, top of the eighth. Clearwater leading St. Lucie, 6-3 bottom six, top six in Dunedin. A 4-2 lead on Tampa, and Bradenton up 6-1 on Palm Beach. That game in the middle of the eighth inning. In the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, Major League Club has the night off after playing the game in Dyersville, Iowa last night. Cubs holding on to a 4-2 win over the Redlegs. But Triple-A baseball today. Louisville bats against the Iowa Cubs, so Reds and Cubs in some form or fashion. Justin Nicolino going up against Javier Assad. That game scoreless going to the bottom of the first inning. T.J. Friedel, Stuart Fairchild, Mark Colesberry, the Daytona alums. In the bottom of the fourth inning, trailing the Montgomery Biscuits, Rays affiliate, 3-0. Ellie De La Cruz, Alex McGarry, Alan Cerda, Daniel Veoheen. The Daytona alums in the lineup today. Eduardo Salazar getting the start for the Lookouts. High A Dayton, top of the fifth inning, at home against the Lansing Lugnuts. A's affiliate, that game tied at one. Steve Hadger gave up one run on two hits in four innings, struck out seven, and his second start in the Reds organization. Justice Thompson, Tyler Callahan, Brian Ray, Jose Torres, Garrett Wolforth, Stephen Layton, Ashton Creel, the Daytona alums in the lineup. Franger Aaron Gurren has come on in relief in that ball game. Dominican Summer League Reds won against the Royals earlier today by a final of 2-0, a seven-inning ball game. A combined five-hitter for Dunedin, rather for Dominican Summer League Reds pitching. ACL Reds will be at home against the Athletics at 9 o'clock tonight. No official lineups have been released yet. Major League Baseball here on this Friday evening. Marlins leading the Braves 2-1, bottom of the fifth inning. Brian Anderson, his fourth home run of the year for the Fish. Matt Olson is 22nd for the Braves. Pablo Lopez on the mound for the Marlins. Braves already into their bullpen. Juan Soto making his return to Washington, D.C. after the trade deadline swap to San Diego. That game scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. Mike Clevenger for the Padres. Corey Abbott for the Nationals. End of four in Toronto. The Guardians, an 8-0 lead on the Blue Jays. Josh Naylor and Jose Ramirez have homered, their 15th and 22nd of the season, respectively. Cal Quantrill going up against Jose Barrios. Top of the fifth in Tampa. Orioles, a 2-0 lead on the Rays. Adley Rutschman, his sixth career home run. Austin Voth against Corey Kluber. Bottom of the fourth inning in Queens. Mets and Phillies tied at one. Max Scherzer against Ranger Suarez. End of four in Chicago. White Sox and Tigers are scoreless. Michael Kopech against Daniel Norris. Top of the fourth in Boston. Yankees a 2-0 league leading 46th home run of the year. Domingo Germán against Nathan Eovaldi. Bottom of the first out in Arlington. Rangers and Mariners are scoreless. Josh Spores against George Kirby. Middle of the first in Kansas City. Royals and Dodgers are scoreless. Daniel Lynch against the All-Star Tony Gonsolin. Bottom one in Houston. A's and Astros, no score. Luis Garcia against Adam Oller. Cardinals hosting the Brewers, top two teams in the NL Central. That game has no score. Middle first, Jordan Montgomery against Eric Lauer. Going to get underway in about 20 minutes in Colorado. Rockies hosting the Diamondbacks. Antonio Sensatella against Zach Davies. Angels will host the Twins at 9:38. Patrick Sandoval against former Daytona Tortuga stalwart Tyler Malley. His second start as a Twin, and the Pirates are in San Francisco to take on the Giants. 10:15 first pitch, Bryce Wilson against the All-Star Carlos Rodon. You hear a rumble of thunder in the distance. We remain in a lightning delay here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona, a 2-1 lead going into the bottom of the fourth inning. And for those of you who are football fans, or if you're unfortunately a Jet fan like myself, certainly looks like Zach Wilson's going to be out for the year with a torn ACL. There was somebody in the Jupiter press box 2 weeks ago told me I was a lunatic for being pessimistic about the Jets. Well, joke's on you. Take a break. When we come back, we will send it to an interview. Earlier this week, we sat down with yesterday's birthday boy, Andrew Moore, to talk about the trade and a whole bunch of other key information about his 2022 season, what it's like to be a part of an organization with so many of his fellow Chipola College alumni, and much, much more. And as soon as we have more info on the team, we'll let you know. So we'll step aside for a moment. Daytona, a 2-1 lead going to the bottom of the fourth inning. We are in a lightning delay here at the Jack. No rain has fallen yet, but the Tarps are on the mound and on home plate just in case it does start to precipitate. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more information for you momentarily on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach. With private balconies, a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? a Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% shell shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait for the side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of Daytona's talented bullpen. That is the right-hander, Andrew Moore. Andrew, welcome here to Daytona Beach. You've been physically in Daytona Beach now for a couple of days. What's the experience been like for you getting situated to a new environment?
Well, I guess I could say I had a pretty good view from the hotel room to the beach, and I ain't seen the beach in a while, so it was pretty good.
What's it been like for you? Obviously traded a couple weeks ago by the Seattle Mariners to the Cincinnati Reds in the Luis Castillo trade. How did you find out that something was brewing, and when did you know that you were going to be traded?
The Friday before last, the minor league director came in and pulled us into the office and just told us that we were involved in a trade, a big trade, and he didn't tell us who. So we just were kind of shocked, you know. We thought we were about to get the call up, and instead we got the call saying that we were about to get traded. So it was shocking.
What was it like for you to find out that you were being traded for one of the best pitchers in baseball right now? Obviously being traded is never fun, but always a good thing to know somebody wants you and somebody wants you for somebody who is held in such high regard. So that's got to be a positive thing to think about.
Yeah, no, I felt honored, honestly. I feel like it'll be a really good thing for me, and just along my journey, I feel like it'll be easier for me too along the way.
You've pitched a little bit of everywhere so far this year, obviously pitching out in the California League. Not as much humidity out there. Then you were out in Arizona, pitched in a game in the Complex League there. That's got a different set of weather circumstances. And now you're here in Florida, which you're familiar with. You're a Georgia boy with the humidity and the stickiness of the weather down here. How do you try and find ways to keep yourself mentally prepared and physically prepared for the different weather environments that you've had to pitch in this year?
Well, I mean, I was in California all year so far, and I mean, it gets hot in California. Like, we were playing in 100 degree heat. Like, it might not be as humid, but it's still hot. Like, people say the West Coast heat is different, and it's honestly not. Like, you still sweat and get dehydrated. Like, you gotta drink a lot of water no matter what. But I mean, I feel like it's not gonna be much different. So I played college ball in Florida, so like I know I'll be all right.
You mentioned playing college ball in Florida. You played at Chipola. There's been quite the influx of Chipola guys into the Reds organization over the last couple of years. Ivan Johnson played here last year. Of course, Cam Collier and Kenya Huggins were drafted with Seattle. What's it like to be a part of an organization where so many guys, a good chunk of them at least, have come from a similar background as you, at least in terms of college ball?
Well, I mean, I guess that means the Reds like what Coach Jay's doing, at least. With his players and getting them tuned in to get ready for this next level. But I feel like it's an honor.
No, you're a Georgia kid, getting a chance to pitch a little bit closer to home now as a professional ball player, spending a lot of time out in Arizona and California, a little bit far away from the Peach State. What's it like for you getting a chance now to be able to pitch a little bit closer to home and maybe have some friends and family come out and get a chance to see you do your thing as a pro ball player?
Yeah, no, I'm excited for some of my family to get to watch me play. They ain't watched me play in a while. Most of my family is going to be coming down this weekend. My birthday's actually Thursday, so they'll be coming down for that. And I'll just be excited to see everybody.
How excited are you to be able to not only see them, but to be able to see them to celebrate your birthday coming up?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. I mean, 23, getting old.
Well, you still got a lot more hair than I do. You got a beautiful flow, got a great beard, got the long hair. How do you try and find ways to maintain your hair and keep it up with all the different humidity and weather issues you got to deal with?
Nah, I think about cutting it off all the time. It's freaking, it makes me sweat so bad. It's so hot. But I just deal with it. Like, it don't last that long, so I'm fine.
Well, what inspires you to keep it, even though obviously pitching during the summer, during baseball season, can get a little toasty out there on the bump?
Honestly, I'd say I still have it, just kind of a superstitious thing. Like, I've done really, really well this year and with long hair, so like, I don't want to change anything, make something different, so.
You mentioned you've had such a successful league. What's been the biggest difference from you? Last year, you spent a bunch of time out in Modesto after you were drafted. What was the biggest change for you, either in the off season or during the course of the season, to help you take some strides forward and improve your game?
Well, I think last year, like after I got drafted, I really wasn't locked in and focused like I probably should have been. In the off season, I worked out a lot. Try to grind, just get better, and got to spring training and just felt so much more confident, and it just has went throughout the whole year so far. So
what was it like for you? Obviously nothing about last year, whether it be your college season or after you were drafted, the minor league season was normal. What was it like for you being able to have somewhat of a normal off season and get to experience, you know, a real spring training out in Arizona with the Mariners? What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was super fun. We would go and get our stuff done, and then we would go do whatever else we wanted. We'd go golfing, hang out by the pool, whatever. Like, it was a great time.
One final question for you, Andrew. Closing out this 2022 season, got a month or so left now. Any particular goals, anything you want to accomplish and work on before you reach that final day of the regular season in mid-September?
I wouldn't say I have any specific goals. I just, you know, I want to do my job get outs. That's what I'm here to do, so that's all I'm trying to do. Get outs and put up good numbers, and that's my goal, I guess.
Andrew Moore, talented right-handed reliever for the Daytona Tortugas. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the organization. Best of luck to the rest of the way, and we'll be watching you.
Thank you.
Okay, next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at... For our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay! I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you.
At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around and to have it. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world. Of chicken sandwich, signature sandwich with Zach sauce or new spicy Zach sauce, because the chicken sandwich
war. Welcome back out here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. In case you couldn't hear Tim LaCroix's voice over the public address system here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. You just may have heard it, but because of lightning and the threat of further weather in Daytona Beach throughout the rest of the night, tonight's game between the Tigers and the Tortugas has been suspended. We will resume this 9-inning game at 5:05 tomorrow night with a 7-inning game to follow. We will pick up tomorrow's doubleheader in the bottom of the fourth inning, with Daytona leading it 2-1. Actually, right as they make the announcement, it is starting to heavily rain here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So usually it feels like every time there is a postponement in baseball that the weather goes away right after the call is made. Well, this is the other way around, as it has started to rain pretty heavily here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. We will pick up this game, as we said, tomorrow in the bottom of the fourth inning with Daytona in front by a score of 2-1. It'll be Astudillo, Marrero, and Castro, 7, 8, and 9 due up, presumably against a new arm for the Flying Tigers. Jordan Marks had been on the mound for the Flying Tigers. Tanner Cooper had been on the mound for the Tortugas. But this game has been suspended. There will be a 35 to 40-minute break in between the two games tomorrow, and then a 7-inning nightcap. Fans with tickets to tonight's game may exchange them at the box office for a ticket to any future 2022 Tortugas regular season home game. As we said, we will start the doubleheader tomorrow at 5:05, picking up today's suspended game and 9-inning contest. Then we will play a 7-inning game about 35 to 45 minutes after that game concludes. Any fans with tickets to tonight's game may exchange them at the box office for a ticket to any future Tortugas regular season home game here in 2022. That includes tomorrow's doubleheader and Sunday's series and season series finale between the Flying Tigers and the Tortugas. Gates open at 4 o'clock tomorrow. It'll be our Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond night featuring specialty uniforms. It'll be another Bark in the Park night, First Responders night, specialty uniforms. Thor will make a character appearance here at the Jack tomorrow as well. So be sure to be here bright and early. As gates open at 4 o'clock, our coverage will start at 4:50 Eastern time, leading up to the 5:05 restart from tonight's suspended game. That'll do it for us here tonight as the Tortugas and Flying Tigers tomorrow. For our quartet of owners, Ree Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back right here at the Jack, I'm Justin Rock saying so long on this Friday night. We will pick this one up tomorrow at 5:05. Our coverage starts at 4:50 with Daytona leading in the bottom of the fourth by a score of 2-1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.